It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm just glad to see you. I like it when we're together. I have four things to show you. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you see them anywhere? They're in my pocket. They're very small. I'll put them down on the table here. You may know what they are already. They're coins. The big one is a quarter. And this little one is a dime. And this one's a nickel. And this one's a penny. And they all have faces on the front and different things on the back. That one has an eagle on the back. And that one has a candle, torch. And this one has Monticello on the back. This one has the Lincoln Memorial on the back. They're for buying things. Money. And these first two have little ridges around the edge, so that people who don't see very well can feel the ridges and know that it's a quarter or a dime. And the nickel and the penny don't have any ridges, so people who don't see too well can feel and know that the nickel and a penny. They're smooth. Did you ever put a coin in a machine to buy something? You know, something to drink or something to eat. You put it in and then you pull a lever or push a button or something, and then it comes out. Well, did you ever think that somebody had to put all of those things in there before you could buy them? Last week, I was at a place buying a popsicle with a coin, and just after I bought it, the man came by who was servicing the machines. He was putting new things into the machine. Would you like to see what I saw there? Why don't we ask Picture to show us? I'll gather up my money. Keep it safe in my pocket. Picture on the wall. Would you kindly show us all the last time I put a coin in a vending machine? Oh, may I watch?
Sure.
I've often wondered what was inside this machine.
Oh, they're quite fascinating. Mm-hmm. that go around. It travels around a complete circle and brings the product up the other side.
I see. Glad to see that.
All filled today.
You check on them every day, do you?
Oh, it depends on how much we actually sell per day. We can kind of tell whether or not we have to check on it every day or every other day.
Mm-hmm. But you keep the things fresh.
Right. Some locations, it depends. If there's a sandwich machine, we'd have to, of course, check on it daily. On ice cream, of course, it wouldn't have to be a daily operation.
Oh, my. Look at that go around. This one has sandwiches and fruit.
Right, we sell everything from milk to fruit out of this machine. Anything that can be refrigerated, we can sell through this vendor.
So it's cool in there.
Right, the temperature in here is always kept below 50 degrees, just like your home ice box would be.
I see. Are you going to put anything in the next one?
Right, I think we're going to fill up the soup machine, too.
Gee, this is lucky. Look at all the keys you have.
Well, that's what you need, a lot of different locks with all different types of vending machines.
My goodness. This one has soup.
Right, we can run anything, actually, from soup or any types of food that would be packaged in a can that you would serve hot.
So this one's hot.
Right, this is a hot food machine.
Hey, see how that goes down?
That's quite fascinating.
See once more. Thank you very much.
Quite welcome. My pleasure.
Well, it's great to see what's inside these machines. All right, have a good day.
Right, we'll see you later.
Thank you very much, Picture Picture. You're welcome. So you see, there have to be people to fill the machines. Mm-hmm. Machines just don't work themselves. Bet you felt you were growing the first time you were allowed to put a coin in one of those machines. Didn't you? Well, you are growing. You're growing all the time. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing all about. Your friends are getting better now, they're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up, and they will sing, "It's fun, that's all." You're growing in and out. You're growing all about. And I like the way you're growing. Do you hear somebody calling? Sounds like Mr. McFeely, doesn't it?
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Are you home today?
Yes, just a minute. Let's go see. Yes, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're home today, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. McFeely, whose puppy is this?
Well, I don't know. I found him after my last delivery, so I thought I'd bring him over to you. Maybe you could keep him for a few minutes till I go and check with Officer Clemens. All right, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, certainly. We'd be glad to keep him.
Oh, I know that. He's a friendly little puppy. Looks to be about 6 weeks old to me.
Well, he'll be just fine here. Shall I just keep him until you call for him?
Till I call for him or Officer Clemens, all righty? Okay. And I'll just speedy delivery right off now and see if I can locate Officer Clemens. Good day to you, and good day there, young pup. Good day, speedy delivery. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Thank you.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. Well, you never know what Mr. McFeely will be bringing by. What a nice puppy you are. Yeah. Mr. McFeely and Officer Clemens are going to try to find your home. Did you just kind of wander off? Did you? Would you like to sit on my lap a minute? Mm-hmm. So soft. You'll be fine here with me, won't you? Sure, and we'll just wait for them to come. Maybe we could make believe while we're waiting. Sure, we could pretend that we're in the neighborhood of make-believe. Maybe pretend some more about that pie restaurant. What do you think? Why don't we do that, all right? Would you pretend with us, puppy? Yeah, we like to pretend about a certain neighborhood of make-believe where they're thinking about P-I-E, pie restaurant with some funny chairs. Yeah, shall we just pretend that now?
All right, now let's just do it one more time, and that should be enough.
Boy, Lady Elaine, we sure are making a lot of pies.
That's right, we'll need a lot. We want to make a lot of money, don't we?
Well, I had started with the idea just of having a good time.
And so did I.
Well, now you're going to have a good time and make a lot of money, too. Isn't that great?
Lady Elaine, it's just make-believe money.
I don't care. Just so we make a lot of it. Now, once more, P.I.E., my wife's good pie, and make this a big one.
Well, all right.
My wife's good pie.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Look at that huge one. Just exactly what I wanted. Just wonderful. We can sell that for a lot. And I think I know to whom.
King Friday coming here?
Neighbors, I presume?
Correct as always,
yes,
Your Majesty.
Dear.
Where four are gathered together, something must be going on.
This is a pie restaurant, Friday, and our pies are for sale.
pies, you say? How lovely. How much are they?
They're a nickel.
A nickel for a pie? Much too expensive.
I'd be glad to give you one, King Friday.
And so would I.
And so would I.
How kind of you. I think I would like the large one.
Oh, no you don't, Friday. These pies are for sale. This is a business here. We not only make pies, we make money.
Well, how about this nickel for this big pie?
The big pie costs a big nickel, Friday.
A big nickel?
That's right.
Oh, very well. You mean this big?
Yes, that's right. This big. Good.
I worked hard making that nickel, Fairchild.
And we sang hard making that pie. Now that's a deal. That's
King Friday,
a deal.
I'd like to sing you an extra song just because you're here.
How much will it cost?
Oh, nothing, sire. We're actually very glad that you came.
Oh, you are?
Of course, aren't we business friends?
Hey, we are.
Oh, sure, yeah, we are. Honored.
Sure, hey. We are, I'll tell you.
That's right.
I guess so. He'll do.
Something special for you, King Friday.
Oh, how lovely. Something special for me.
Il mio tesoro intanto andate, andate a consolar e del bel ciglio il pianto cercate di asciugare, cercate, cercate, cercate.
Thank you very much, Your Majesty.
Oh, that was well worth my journey. Excellent.
Well, we hope that you'll come again.
Yes, and bring lots of big nickels and dollars, too.
Farewell. Does anyone else know about this restaurant here?
Well, we're not sure, King Friday.
I suggest that you tell the world.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Incidentally, for what are you going to use your big money?
I don't know.
To build a bigger restaurant so we can make bigger money.
I see. Well, farewell then.
Goodbye, Your Majesty.
Bye. Goodbye there. Oh. Toodly toot toot toot. Toodly toot.
Lady Elaine,
yes?
You embarrassed me.
Me too.
Why did you treat King Friday like that, Lady Fairchild?
He has lots of nickels, and I wanted one of his big ones.
Yes, but you didn't have to turn me upside down while I was singing him a special song.
Did that make you angry?
Yes, it did.
Well, you made me angry, too, for giving him something extra for his nickel.
I guess we're just going to have to make up some rules for this pie restaurant.
That's a very good idea, so that everybody else knows what everyone else is going to do.
Well, the first rule will be that we all make pies and we all make money.
Yes, and the second rule is that any one of us can give away what we want to give away without someone else upsetting us.
Okay.
Aye, and whenever we're upset, we can talk about it. That's Bill important.
I agree. I feel better already.
Well, is everybody ready for tomorrow's opening?
Yes, but I'd better be getting back to my job now and make some real money.
I like making this big pretend money.
That reminds me, I better take this by the castle for King Friday. Oh. He did pay for it, you know.
That's right. Well, if you must, off you go.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, right, Officer
goodbye.
Clemens.
Goodbye.
See you all tomorrow. Bye.
Do you suppose that was sniffing around in the neighborhood of make-believe? Looked like a make-believe dog to me. Yeah, not a real dog like you. It was great big, wasn't it? It was somebody dressed up as a dog. Those people in make-believe were able to say that they were angry with each other. Did you notice that? Officer Clemens was just able to say to Lady Lane, "You made me angry." And later he said, "I feel better already." It really is good to talk about your feelings when you can. It's good to talk. It's good to say the things you feel. It's good to talk. We're much more real without the lock. It's good to talk. It's good to talk. It's good to find someone we trust. It's good to talk. We know we must do more than balk. It's good to talk. People weren't born to be silent. Our tongues make wonderful sounds. Just try a few phrases for practice. You'll see. There are very few bounds. Just try this. Try saying, "I like you. I'm angry. I'm happy. I'm sad. You see, that's not bad. That's good. Not bad. It's good to talk. It's good to say the things we mean. It's good to talk of all we've seen and heard and felt for and wished and knelt for. We need to talk more. It's good to talk." I think if the puppy could talk, he'd say, "I wish they could find my home." You know, moms and dads go out and work, and people give them money for their work, and that's called making money. Sure, and they make money so that they can buy the things that children need. Oh, there's Officer Clemens over. Hey, Officer Clemens.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. I found the puppy's home address.
Oh, is it far from here?
No, it's over at the new apartment house.
I see. Well, he's a fine pup, and I think he likes opera.
Really? How do you know that?
Well, we were pretending that you were singing in the neighborhood of make-believe, one of the favorite opera things that you sing, and he just sat there and listened so carefully.
Oh, you mean, il mio tesoro intanto.
That's
I'm
going to
sing that in a competition in a couple of weeks.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am.
Well, you're our choice.
Well, thank you.
For that competition. Here you
it's
go,
a cute puppy.
Yes, I know his family will be glad to see him.
I'm sure they will. Mr. McFeely left a message for me at the police station that his owners had called.
Good.
So I'll take him home.
Well, you know, Mr. McFeely was the one who found him.
Yep, good old Speedy Delivery.
That's right.
I'll see you then, Mr. Rogers.
Okay, Officer Clemens, thank you.
So long.
Bye-bye. The puppy has a home. He'll be glad to get there, too, I'm sure. We often talk about important things, don't we? You and I. I like being with you. Right. I'll see you again tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. It's not easy to say exactly what you feel inside. No, it's not easy just to say, you know, that makes me angry. Mm-hmm. Or that makes me very, very happy. Yeah. Or that makes me very, very sad. But it certainly does help. It helps your feelings. And it helps other people to know how you feel inside. Mm-hmm. I like being with you because I like you just the way you are. Mm-hmm. You're my friend. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.